Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And my heart is stirred as I greet you today because I want to share on a subject that's very dear to my heart, and that is the anointing. Beloved, we must have the anointing in this hour in which we're living. We need the anointing for our personal lives. We need the anointing to be able to be good ambassadors of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God says that every believer is an able minister of the gospel of reconciliation. And so, beloved, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, God has a plan, a purpose, a destiny for your life. He works in ways that through circumstances, through situations, to bring you into that place where He is has got you into the center of His perfect will. That's been my prayer ever since I was a young Christian. Lord, that You would keep me, direct me into the very center of Your perfect will, because that's absolutely God's best for you and me, that we can know that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God, because in that place there is blessing, there is joy, there is strength, there is freedom and liberty, beloved. And so as I begin to minister on this subject, the anointing, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, you know what I'm talking about. You've experienced His presence on you. But some of you may be new in the faith, and you may not understand what that term is, the anointing. And so we're going to go to Scripture and discover what it is, what's the scriptural basis, how was it or did it operate in the life of Jesus. We want to understand the purpose of the anointing and the benefits, if you will. What are the results of God's anointing in our lives? And so I pray that you'll be able to be with me. But before we even start, let's ask the Lord to be present in our midst. Even though this is the medium of radio, yet this broadcast, it goes past the Canadian border. If you're listening in your home or in your automobile or in the workplace, wherever you might be, as our hearts unite on the Lord, there is His presence. And so that's what we desire. And Father, right now I come to You and I thank You for the privilege of being able to minister Your Word. Lord, I ask for the enabling and empowering of the Holy Spirit to deliver Your Word with a truth and a power and a reality, that the Holy Spirit will just open the Word of God to the hearts of Your people. Lord, that You would cause a spirit of wisdom and revelation, that they will understand it not just as an intellectual topic or subject in Scripture, but Lord, that they will be partakers, they will experience the very presence, the very anointing of God, which destroys the yoke. And so, Father, I release Your presence, Your anointing, Your understanding, Your revelation to us as we are on this subject, Lord, and that to everyone who is listening, Father, You will just open their heart, open their spirit, and they will receive that which You have for them in the name of Jesus. And Father, if any are going through battles right now, whether they're spiritual battles, emotional battles, physical battles, Father, it is your will to meet all of our needs. And so, Father, I come against the works of darkness. I come against the effects of satanic warfare. And I release in the name of the Lord Jesus freedom and liberty. I take authority over the pain in that body. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I praise you that just as you walked the shores of Galilee, you ministered to people and healed all that were sick and oppressed of the devil, that you're the same today, yesterday, and forever. And by your anointing right now, you will go to every open heart. You will touch every afflicted body. I curse disease. I curse oppression and discouragement and despair. And I release the hope of God, the presence of God, the strength of God, and the anointing of God to touch your people even now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for it. Praise God. Oh, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen and amen. Well, I said we're going to talk about the anointing, and let's find out what it is, that sacred anointing. And to do that, I'm going to refer to a passage in Scripture found in the Old Testament in the book of Exodus, the 30th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at verse 22. This is 22 through 25. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels. See how specific the Lord is. He's a God of order and structure. And of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive oil and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be an holy anointing oil. And so this special composition, this anointing oil, if you were, was composed of myrrh and sweet cinnamon, sweet calamus, cassia, and olive oil. And it was used to anoint the tabernacle of the congregation, the ark of the testimony, as well as the priests, Aaron and his sons. It was divinely prescribed, and it was very holy and sacred, holy forever, and it was not to be imitated. See what the word of the Lord says in Exodus 30, verse 32. The word says, Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it. After the composition of it, it is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. And also, it was to be put on no stranger. That same chapter, verse 33 says, Whosoever compoundeth any like it, or whosoever putteth any of it upon a stranger, shall even be cut off from his people. Now, as we look at the Old Testament scriptures, there were certain individuals who received this sacred anointing oil. It was placed upon their physical bodies. The first, I guess you would say, group of people to which this anointing oil was given was to the king. And we see in 1 Samuel, the 9th chapter, verse 16, Samuel's anointing of Saul. Let me read that. The Lord is speaking and says to the prophet, Tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines. For I have looked upon my people, because their cry is come unto me. And of course, also, in 1 Kings, let's see if I can turn to that quickly, the first chapter and verse 34, I'll start reading at verse 33. The king, this was King David, also said unto them, and this was Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, take with you the servants of your Lord and cause Solomon my son to ride upon mine own mule and bring him down to Gihon, and let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet anoint him their king over Israel and blow you with the trumpet and say, God save King Solomon. So the anointing oil was used on kings, and it was also used on priests. If we go to the book of Exodus, chapter 40, verses 13 through 15, and thou shalt put upon Aaron the holy garments, and anoint him, and sanctify him, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt bring his sons, and clothe them with coats, and thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations. And also, we know that the anointing of God came upon the prophets. We see in 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, verse 16, this is what the Lord told Elijah when he fled to that cave, and the Lord said, he basically told him, he gave him a new charge, go to the wilderness of Damascus, when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And in verse 16, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphath of Abel me holy shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. So there we see in that one scripture that the anointing is going on the king as well as Elisha, who was going to succeed him as prophet. So this sacred anointing oil was a type or symbol of the Holy Spirit. It's important to remember that. The Holy Spirit infilling, empowering, consecrating the believer in New Testament times. Now, in the Old Covenant, the Holy Spirit just came upon his kings and priests and prophets. But in the New Testament, we have that Holy Spirit dwelling within us. Well, we're just getting into this, and we're going to learn more about the anointing. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. This is a personal ministry to God's people. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to having you with me tomorrow. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.